Namaste, welcome to Samvad, Together in Conversation, and I'm Sunil Rao here. Samvad, Together in Conversation, is where we try to draw your attention to things that matter and the importance of our attention. Why is that? Now let us remember this again. What we give our attention to matters, as our life's experience would ultimately amount to whatever we had paid attention to. Attention is as fundamental as food, and we go blundering about seeking ways to assuage the craving, instead of learning how to provide ourselves with what we need sensibly and calmly. Once our attention is drawn to the mechanism of why and what we give attention to, it is as if a veil has been stripped off and we become freer in our action and choices, and that is our endeavor. This week I bring to your attention another excerpt which we have titled Mental Channel from the book titled Healthy Pleasures by David Sobel and Robert Onstein. Playing to the natural strengths of mind and body, Healthy Pleasures explores the many ways to extend our lives as we enrich them by understanding the crucial role of pleasure in our health. Using the latest research in medicine, biology, and psychology, the authors, a renowned brain researcher and a leading expert in preventive medicine, propose a new way to manage health with less effort and more fun. To the excerpt, Mental Channel. The mental channel, which according to the authors is the second channel through which we can derive pleasure in their definition, determines the way we judge the world. Now the mental channel determines the way we judge the world and ourselves, our tendencies toward optimism or pessimism, and our interpretation of the world. The mental channel assesses life satisfaction. The programs of the mental channel address such questions as, how's your life going? Are you happy with how fast you're moving up at the firm? And how satisfied are you with your marriage? And so on and so forth. These questions are more intricate than those asking whether you enjoy the taste of a peach or the sound of music. So, understanding the internal mathematics of judgment, whether we are satisfied, optimistic, happy, is important to health. Now, here ends the excerpt. And I'm sure you'll enjoy reading this book. If you do not have a copy, you can buy your copy from the following link. If you can't click on the link or by any chance see the link, log on to www.humanjourney.com and you can search and find your book there. Enjoy reading it with your family, friends, and near and dear ones. If you're enjoying or prefer reading in solitude, do not forget to share interesting excerpts, facts that you come across with your family, friends, and near and dear ones. Concluding today's post and podcast episode, I thank all who take time out and read the blog post and or listen to the episodes each week. For those who listen and have not subscribed to the podcast, I suggest you do and leave a review and click on the bell icon so that you can be notified for all the new episodes that get uploaded every week. Until the next time, you all stay safe and healthy and have a good day. Namaste. Thank you.